Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Psalm 35, last two or three episodes, and if you remember what was going on here from the very beginning, it's a Psalm of David, and David was saying, Lord, contend with those who contend with me, fight against those who fight against me. And then he declared how the Lord was his strength, and he said, be my buckler, be my shield. Lord, do battle for me, and I want you to have victory over them. I want you to bring destruction upon them. And he says, God, when you do that, man, I'm going to rejoice. My soul will rejoice in you, will rejoice in your salvation. And then he started talking about those that were malicious, the malicious witnesses, and how they were repaying him with evil for the good that he had done for them. And how that even when they had been sick, that he had fasted and prayed for them. That gives us major insight into who he's talking about. He's not talking about some foreign enemy he's never seen before. This is somebody from within the ranks, somebody that David knew, maybe even likely family members, that type of thing. And he says, you know, they rejoice at my stumbling. Lord, will you please deal with them? And last we saw was he described them as godless jesters at a feast and how they gnashed at him with their teeth. In other words, they're just going on and on and on about it, attacking him verbally like that. So we pick it up now in verse 17, which says this, how long, O Lord, will you look on? Oh, you know, that's one of those things you go, woo, that's boldness right there. He's saying, God, how much longer are you going to look on and let this happen? He knows that God's aware. He knows God knows what's going on. And he's saying, Lord, how long are you going to look on? When I hear that kind of phrase like look on, it's in my mind, it's nearly an accusation of God, you're not doing anything. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. I don't think that's what he was saying, but I know that that's how I would come across if I said that. You know, it's like I'd be faulting God or faulting somebody. So he says, Lord, how long will you look on? And then he declares this, verse 17, rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. And he's saying, God, rescue me from what they're doing, from their ravages. Two of the translations say, the other two say destructions. Verse 18, he picks up the same format that he's been doing. God, do this. God, rescue me. Verse 18, I will thank you in the great congregation. In the mighty throng, I will praise you. So he's saying, God, I'm going to praise you. I praise you privately. I'm going to praise you in front of everybody, in front of your kingdom. David was the king or would be the king, likely, you know, was at this time. We don't know. But he says, you know what? In the great congregation, in the great assembly of all the people, I will praise you. Verse 19, let not those rejoice over me who are wrongfully my foes, and let not those wink the eye who hate me without cause. So he's actually acknowledging, he says, they're wrongfully my foes. Okay? It can either mean that, hey, they shouldn't be my foe to start with. It definitely means I have done nothing wrong. I have done nothing to earn the anger that my enemy has declared against me and the things that they're doing. It's wrong for them to feel this way and to come against me like this. So he says, Lord, don't let them rejoice over me. And don't let them hate me and cause all this stuff to be where they wink the eye at one another like we're going to get him. Verse 20, for they do not speak peace, but against those who are quiet in the land, they devise words of deceit. So there's people who are quiet in the land. They're not being disruptive. They have no dog in this fight type of thing. And the ones that are coming against David are devising words of the deceit to try to win over those that are quiet. Verse 21 says, they open wide their mouths against me. They say, aha, our eyes have seen it. In other words, they're coming along and say, hey, we've seen this stuff. You know, they're accusing David of things. They're saying, aha, he's failed. He's already acknowledged that. Remember earlier in the psalm, he says, they saw what I did wrong. Don't let that be used against me. But now they're saying, aha, we've seen it with our own eyes. He's really like this. Then verse 22, you have seen, O Lord, be not silent. O Lord, be not far from me. The Lord had seen And he's asking him not to be silent, not to be deaf, you know, to respond to him, not to be distant from him. And now, the Lord wasn't distant from him, but was there a separation? Well, David had acknowledged that he had sinned. But he says, Lord, I've repented. And he says, don't be silent. Don't be far from me. And he says, you have seen. You see, all the way through this psalm, it's the idea of the Lord sees. Remember earlier it says that the eyes of the Lord are upon certain people. Okay, that idea. Verse 23. Awake and arouse yourself, for my vindication, for my cause, my God and my Lord. And of course, we always do get a little bit of a chuckle at this thing where it says, wake up and rouse yourself as if God is asleep. He knows God's not asleep. He knows that from the Old Testament. Is it Elijah where it says the Lord slumbers not nor sleeps? You know? Well, what he's saying is, I like what the King James says from the New American Standards. It says, stir up thyself. Stir up yourself and awake to my right. Stir up yourself and rouse yourself for my cause, Lord, for my vindication. He says, you're my God. You're my Lord. Will you please come? And well, the next verse, verse 24, he's going to say, will you judge me? Will you vindicate me? Lord, will you show and declare that I have been right in this and that I haven't caused this trouble that my enemy is coming against me with? So verse 24, it says, vindicate me, O Lord, my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. He said, don't let them have victory over me. Don't let them. He's already said things in several of the Psalms. Don't let me go down the Sheol with this stuff, okay? Let them not say in their hearts, aha, our heart's desire. Let them not say, we have swallowed him up. So David has quoted three things here in these last two or three verses of what the people were saying that were coming against him. And he's saying, don't let them say this. Don't let them say that they're victorious over me. God, come. Come vindicate me. According to your righteousness, according to your rightness, Lord, don't let them rejoice over me. And so do you see how we're supposed to handle these kind of things? Are we beginning to see, not only with this psalm, but the previous 34, that when people come against us, when they speak against us, when they're doing things against us, whether with cause or without cause, how we need to take it before the Lord? Even we see how aggressively David took it before the Lord. And then he writes these things down to be used in worship and to be used as a model for how to do this. Yeah, I think there's some serious things here for us to learn and to apply in our lives. Now, let's look at the last three verses, verse 26. Let them be put to shame and disappointed altogether who rejoice at my calamity. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves against me. Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all day long. So he ends the psalm in the same way that he's been saying it all the way through. Those that try to put me to shame and disappointment, Lord, deal with them. The ones who rejoice at my calamity, deal with them, okay? Those who delight in my righteousness, let them shout for joy, let them be glad, and may all of us say forevermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servants. And he says, when you do that, God, my tongue, all of our tongues, we're going to tell of your righteousness, and we're going to praise you all day long. What do you say that we actually try to do this? I think it would transform our lives. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.